Blog Talk Radio.
This is the kid. Calls me 59 days in a row, wants to be a player. Ought to be a picture of you in the dictionary on our persistence, kid. Yeah. Now listen, Jerry, I'm looking for negative control, okay?
Good evening, and welcome to Trader Network Live Podcast at blogtalkradio.com/Traders Network Live. I am your host, Michael Hall, a.k.a. Wolf of Wall Street, a.k.a. I Steal Your Girl, a.k.a. Mr. Wall Street. So, tonight's show, Lambo's, Lambo Dreams 2.0, how to spot fake companies. We're going to be making fun of fake companies. And most importantly, I'm going to show you how to bank has some really good stocks that Wall Street ain't really talking about yet. So, I'm going to start the show off with a joke. Because this is R-rated. This is after hours. I can say what I want. So, a rich guy walks into a bar. And he sees a poor man at the bar. So, they start talking. So, the rich guy is all pissed off. He's like, oh, it's my wife's anniversary. So the poor guy goes like, oh, yeah, it's my wife's anniversary, too. Yeah, so he's like, the rich guy's like, oh, okay, well, he's like, all right. So the poor man goes, so what you getting your wife for your anniversary? He's like, I'm getting the usual. And so the poor man goes to the rich guy, oh, what's the usual? I got her a diamond ring, of course, and I got her a brand new Mercedes-Benz. So the poor man goes like, oh, yeah? That must be nice. What happens if you don't like the diamond ring? She always can drive to the mall in her brand new Mercedes-Benz and get a diamond ring she likes. So the rich man goes to the poor man. Oh, so what did you get your wife for your anniversary? He was, I'm going to get her some slippers and a dildo. So the rich man goes to the poor man, slippers, okay, why? What about the dildo, though? So the poor man goes like, if she don't like the slippers, she can go fuck herself. Get it? I think that's hilarious. Maybe that's just me. So, let's get into the show, guys. I just got done doing a webinar for, I think, like 2 hours. And I gotta stop doing webinars for 2 hours. I think I should keep it at an hour max. But the podcast, I could do these for hours. I love radio. So the title of the webinar was How to Short Penny Stocks. And we found, in our search, we found a really shady company. I want you to write this ticker symbol down. T-U-N-G. Then I want you to go to pinksheets.com. Type in T-U-N-G. Then go to company info. Then look at the company's address. Copy and paste that address into Google Maps. See what comes up. Mind you, T-U-N-G is supposed to be a gold company. But the address is in Florida. Now, is that an address of a plant? No, it's an address of a house in Davie, Florida. Okay, and look at the price of the stock. If it was a gold company, why is your stock trading at a sub-penny? Now, go back to pinksheets.com, go back to the company info. Copy the CEO's name. Go into LinkedIn. Copy and paste the CEO's name into LinkedIn. Click search. What does it show up? He comes up. Then, it'll show him the other company he's the CEO of. Then, take that company. Go over to, back to pinksheets.com. Search that company. And look at the address of that company. So, you got two public companies with the same address. Is that shady or what? That's shady to me. I don't know about you guys. Shady. So now let's talk about some stocks that, hey, you know what? Nobody's talking about these stocks too much yet. They're just really starting to catch on. Like Frontier, FTR. The street likes the earnings. I alerted this before the 52-week high of 810, and it busted out. It went high as 844, and it pulled back. I think in a couple months, you're going to look back. This is going to be a $10, a $15 stock. I'm looking to get back in. So pretty much this was a small communications company where they provide fabrications of like wireless internet, DSL, landlines. They bought the customer rights to AT&T and they bought the customer rights to Verizon. Any Verizon user for DSL is now with Frontier in the Northeast, same as AT&T. They're going to expand. Their earnings only are going to go higher. Now they have a bigger customer base. But the best thing about it is, they don't have to have technology. We're using the same service we had with AT&T that we had with Verizon. You're just getting billed by Frontier. So Frontier is going to have cash galore with no overhead. They don't have technology. Not that I know of. Because what do I know? All I know is I still have my AT&T equipment, but I'm getting billed by Frontier. I think it's the top of the line. That's just me. So now I'm going to open up my equity feed and we're going to scan for some stocks and we're going to scan live. This is the first time in my podcast. This is my second podcast that I'm actually scanning for stocks live. Tomorrow, my podcast is going to be live during market hours where I'm going to cover live trade. I'm going to have some interviews. So much jam-packed information. So little time. I'm going to be going live at 1 p.m. and I'm going until probably 4. And then I actually might do the podcast again at nighttime. I just love what I'm doing at Hedge Trading now. I am literally helping and changing traders' lives. We're doing big things. One of my star students, Dan. Dan is banking big money now. He quit his job at Walmart. He put more cash into his trading account. He's learning under me. He's understanding my knowledge of the market. And he's just doing unbelievable thinking money at every play I tell him to get into. He is holding TVIX like a G. He's not overreacting. If this was Dan last year, he'd be freaking out right now. He'd be swearing up a storm. But he understands how TVIX works. And he's starting to understand how the market works. And now he's calm and collected. He's not worried about that because he has more money to play with now. So he got into another stock today. He's going to be big. With the end of this year, his account is going to be $25,000. That's my goal for him. He might even get more than that. The year is just starting. It's only February, guys. And February has a long way to go before it's over. Because in trading, we don't go by days. We go by hours. And there's a whole bunch of hours to go because in trading, a stock can go huge within a minute. We don't have to wait days and weeks for a stock to move. Sometimes we do. Most of the time, stocks will go crazy in a minute. When the stock actually does go, it goes just like that. With a snap of a finger, the stock just goes. Like, boom. When it goes, it goes. The whole thing is actually knowing when it actually goes. That's the hard part. But overall, when it does go, it goes. Let me get my equity feed open real quick. And we're going to have a good old time. See, the name of trading is always being on time. Where money never sleeps. You always gotta be on point, right? Timing is everything. So let me launch. All right, so while I'm waiting for that to launch, I'm going to watch the chat right now. 123 Flash Chat on the podcast. Hopefully, some of you guys are coming there and start chatting in there while we wait for my equity fee to open up. I'm actually going to trade all day tomorrow. Usually, I trade for me. If I do a trade, I usually trade for a few hours. Then I go out. I do my thing. Maybe I go to the gym. I might do something else, but right now it's pretty much the trade all day tomorrow. Price. Let's do 1.25 to 8.80. Flip the market. Get rid of that. Keep that. Let's go. All right, right from the start, I see a stock that I like. Now I'm going to research it. It's up 50%. So it's a CLRX. So let me... All right. Killer chart right here, right? You guys can't see it, of course, but I'm looking right now. Oh, here's some news why the stock's actually up. I talked about this in my webinar, actually, what companies do now. It explains why they move. They're doing a public offering of 3,840,000 shares of its common. So it's pretty much a stock warrant to purchase. Yeah. The price of 125. Okay. That's why it's up, because these are the public offering. So that's why the stock's up. Now, will that volume continue? I don't know, but it's a nice stock to have in your watch list for a foot play. If the volume continues over, the stock is CX. Write that down. Now I head over. Do I see anything else that I like? Frontier. Frontier is going back up. The last was $8.25 per share. I think after hours is a lot higher. I'm going to look to get back in. I'm looking for a nice runner for tomorrow. What can I get that's just gonna run? I want something cheap and this is gonna go crazy. This is on our watch list today, actually. For yesterday was AMRN. AMRN. 11.45%. Like I said before, guys, all I do is pick winners. That's all what I do, baby. Pick winners. So we're going to break down. Oh, Dan, welcome to the podcast. About time. How many of you guys are listening out there today? I'm actually having it pretty late, but I'm wide awake. So AM, RN. We're going to search this because this is on the watch list today. It opened up, the previous close was 131, it opened up at 137. It went a high as 145, a low of 131. And crazy above average value, 5 million is change. I still think the stock has room to grow. It closed up 10%. The 52-week high is 209. The 52-week low is 78 cents. So clearly this is up huge. It's up 85% for the year. Is this stock going to go higher? Yes. Is it going to go higher tomorrow? I don't know. But I want you to have this in your watch list. AMR. Write that down. Alright, now let's search for the list. So far we have CLRXRN. That was on our watch list for yesterday anyway. Now, what do I see that could be a runner? Because Friday, I look for runners. I look for one or two stocks that I can get into for long term for like maybe a couple days swing. And I look for stocks that can they flip. I can flip like 5 or 10 cents, maybe 15 cent trades, or even more. So on Louisiana Friday, you see me call a lot of $2, $1 stocks because I'm looking to get it out real quick, like real quick. Set up the drink. Here's another stock just popping up on the scan right here. It's been a favorite of mine for, I think, the last 2 years. I still think I'm done with this stock for a while, but it's Plug. I know the 26th is a big day for them. They have earnings. The earnings are going to be bad. But they do have that ace in their sleeve. They do have that. Their new clients they have. They haven't told us what clients they have yet. New customers equals new sales in the future. Equals the outlook for Plug is a lot stronger going into the future, and it's right now. The question is the stock going to react well to it, or is it not going to react well to it? Because Andy is a little stock manipulator. Andy promises too much and delivers very little. He even said it in his last conference call. He's going to stop promising so much. He's going to look to deliver more, promise little. So we're going to see what happens. I'm watching very closely. If I do see a price that I like below $3, maybe below even $2.90, $2.80, maybe that $2.69 range, maybe I'll get in. But as of right now, I'm done with it. I made hell of a lot more money on that than most people did. I've been lucky on Plug. I think Plug might be done. But Air is a stock that I see right now that has the potential to be a huge runner. I want you to write this down and look this stock up immediately. ASTI, the solar company. The volume is nice. It's up nice, 50%. Let's see why. ASTI. Oh my God. That chart, though. That chart is everything I fucking teach. Jesus, this stock might be run. It might be a runner. The 52-week high is 830. The high was 208. The previous close was 124. It opened up at 138, and the low was 136. It closed at 201. I repeat again, the 52-week high is 830. It reached 830 on March 11th of 2014. The 52-week low was 1/2015 in January. So the stock went down, and it pumped up. The volume is crazy above average. Okay. The stock surges today after the preliminary 2014 revenue results. The preliminary. I mean, not the full results. It's just a preview of it. This stock is going to be a major buy for tomorrow. This could be the money runner I'm looking for. I'm not going to believe too much into it, but let me just pull this chart up real quick. Real quick. Oh my God. It's the pattern. History pattern. Pattern chart we look for. Dude. Bro. Oh my God, guys. I'm like so excited right now. I don't mean, this is one day. This is a 2-day chart. This is 2 days. Alright. I don't gotta go back to the future. I already know what I've done. It's pretty much, if you're looking at this chart right now, look at my trend line now, right? All right, I'm back. Sorry about that. We lost my connection. Speaking of Frontier, though. So let me pull this chart back up. Like I was saying, we're talking about ASTI. I got the trend line out. It's doing this a 2-day chart. It's doing nothing. Just a walk-up pattern, right? It's just flat, flat, flat. Then boom, you get that crazy breakout right there, though. Then it is skyrockets even higher. Now we're in above that $2 range. So you get that from 130 to about 180. That's straight shoot up, a little drop. Then it just breaks out even higher. Is there more room to grow? Yes. If that volume continues, we can see this thing over 220, maybe even 230. This could be the next runner. Am I going to hold too much into it? No. But hey, I extremely suggest to you guys to check out the new AKA filings that I just put out. I'm going to check this out right now. I'm going to read to you guys live. I'm hearing music in the background. I don't know why, but what the hell's going on? Freaking ads, man. Facebook's full of ads. Anyway, let me look at this filing real quick. Here's our new AKA filing. Gonna click on PDF. So I don't want to open up my Excel, make my computer even slower than it is right now. There we go. Let's just skim through it. The company posted fourth quarter revenue of $2.4 million, a 118% increase from the previous quarter of $1.1 million. Approximately fourfold increase over the quarter, the fourth quarter of 2013 revenue of $0.6 million. Wow. The total revenue of the year was $5.3 million, up 308% from the $1.3 million in 2013. Product revenue was $5 million, up 355% from its $1.1 million in 2013. $5 million of annual revenue is a significant milestone. Yes, it is. This company definitely has to be on our watch list. I don't read too much of the earnings and shit, but dude, this thing might skyrocket. Let's check the after hours on this real quick, because this thing might be way too high to even try to get into tomorrow. I usually don't pump too much stocks. I see what I like, and I let the stock do the talking for me. But I'm definitely talking about this damn thing, man. Whew. All right, after hours is a 207. It's up 66.94% right now, after hours, 207. I'm looking to get in this tomorrow. I'm going to look for a dip in pre-market. I'm going to see what it does when it opens. If it opens good, or I think the volume is going to carry over, and we're going to get more volume, I'm in. I'm in for maybe a 10-cent to 15-cent run. If this keeps going higher, I'm going to hold this crazy amount of money. So clearly the outlook of the company is brighter. They just made freaking $5 billion in revenue. That's huge. Solar is huge right now. If you go into any grocery store, there's a million, there's these people who sell solar for your homes. They have a little booth when you walk into a grocery store, and they greet you when you walk in. And you're like, oh, we have Girl Scouts saying, no, we're from this solar company. You can save on your heating by getting this solar. So solar is huge right now. Solar is everywhere. Well, since this is a solar company, let's check out one of my other favorite solar companies. I want to see if solar is hot right now. If this is running, I'm sure JSO is running. It's actually down. How about Canadian Solar? That's IQ. They're down too. Weird. I figure this solar is hot. These stocks have got solar. I guess it doesn't really intertwine with these two companies. That's good to know. But ASTI is a must-have on your watch list. Must-have. All right, let's look for some other ones. We're going to look up UGAZ. We're going to check out that chart, though. UGAZ. Go. Boom. Whew. That chart, though. It's a nice chart. Nice pops, nice drops. A nice common trend. I like the trend. You can tell where it's going to go. It's at 316 after hours. There's no reason why this couldn't see 320. 325. There's no reason why not. The last was 312. It shot up after hours. I like it. All right, I'm looking at the time and sales. I want to see any big orders come in. There's this right here at 314, 6,800 shares buy. There's 1,000 share buy right before the close at 314. Is a 12,000 share buy at 313, 10,000 share buy at 314. So you can see some people are buying up big, so they're clearly getting ready for a run. I think it's going to run too. So, tomorrow's runners, I'm going with UGAZ. CLX, I believe it was. I thought we'd look it up. And most importantly, ASTI. Don't forget about the other one. We're just going with UGAZ and ASTI. Those are my money runners for tomorrow. And most importantly, another stock I want you guys to take a look at is TVIX. The only reason why it's down right now is because the market is extremely, extremely strong. Where the market is running hard right now. It has been for the last, 4 days or so. The market is going to pull back. When the market pulls back, which it will, this is going to All right, I'm back, guys. Sorry about that. My connection is really messing up right now. I keep getting muted off. But anyway, like I was saying, TVIX, it might be down right now. That doesn't mean it's out. The 52-week low is 201. That happened in December of 2014. December 5th, to be precise. The 52-week high was March 14th, 2014. Right now, we're at 242. We're literally 41 cents away from the 52-week low. We're strongly in bullish range right now. The market's going to pull back. When the market pulls back, we're going to see crazy run. The 20-day average is $2.86. We're going to see this run. When we see this run, whew, look out. I'll be loading up in this range. This 240 range, I did today, actually. At 242, to be exact, I actually got 10,000 more shares. So now I have a total of 30,000 shares. My average came down a little, not a lot, but a little. Since I got 10,000 shares, my average went from 275 to around 261. Didn't come down a lot, but it came down. If this goes lower, if we see 220, put it this way. If we see anywhere near the 52-week low, I'll buy 20,000 more shares. So I know the stock's going to go higher. When the market pulls back, this is going to take off. It's not like we're waiting for a news release. It's not like we're waiting for this new product to come. It's just a stock that follows. That's it. It's just how sectors. You want to know the stock that it found? Okay. I have a list of stocks that's in the TVIX index. They're all down huge. That's why we're down. Because TVIX shorts. The reason why the market goes down, it goes up because it's short. Yeah, Dan, I keep on losing connection. Last night's podcast was perfect connection. Tonight, maybe because I'm using, have too many windows open and Black Talk radio service can run at so many windows being open. It's maybe slowing down my connection. I don't know, but you can hear me now, so it's okay. Yeah, so hope you guys are enjoying the podcast. Right now, I'm going to be taking a quick 10-minute break because I need to get something to drink. So you can listen to some great tunes while I come back. Here's some Justin Timberlake, What Goes Around Comes Around, at blacktalkradio.com/TradersNetworkLive.
I've never seen you before.
Welcome back to blogtalkradio.com/TradersNetworkLive. I'm your host, the Wolf of Wall Street, a.k.a. Michael Hall. So, we have three stocks that are on point for tomorrow. ASTI. UGAD. And for the patent Friday afternoon fade, TBX, that is going to set up for a epic Monday morning crash that we're going to see 340 Monday. That's if we get that pullback Friday during afternoon hours. That pullback, like at 2:30 to 4, we get that little afternoon fade, which we usually get every Friday. If we get that, I think we're gonna set up. It's gonna set up Monday for a crazy run. That's what I think. But those two stocks I just named, UGAZ, ASTI, are going to be epic tomorrow. That's what I believe. Monday, I have two new students that they're going to be trading on my strategy on Monday and plays I find them. I want their first trade to be profitable. So once their first trade to be profit on their first trade, the rest is going to come easy for them because they're going to build their confidence. See, what most people don't understand is, it's not about the money, it's about the game. And no, that's not a quote from a movie, it's real life. It's about the game. It's like anything you do revolving around sports. Trading's a sport. Good at it? You want to keep winning, right? How you get good at it? Well, you have to do it. It's like anything you do in sports, you lose. You lose, you win. You lose, you win. But how do you get better? You practice. So to get better trading, practicing to trade. And you can paper trade all you want. It doesn't even come close to actually doing the real thing. So once you do the real thing, it's totally different. So when the real money is on the line, you're going to act different. You're going to be scared. Shitless. When you first start. You're going to be, oh my God, I can't lose this. You can't think like that. Don't think about the money part. You just want a successful trade. And the more successful trades you get, money is just going to come along with that. Because you're going to build on money. It's just going to build, build, build. But once you get to the point where you go from making maybe 3 to 5 cents a share, you're going to be getting more aggressive. So you're going to hold a little longer. And you're going to start to rip. You're going to make like 15, 25, 30, 65 cents a share on one stock. Because you're going to see how the market works. You're going to see the trend. You're going to get aggressive. And you're just going to make money. Then you're going to realize your potential in this game. You're going to realize how much money you actually can make in this game. Then you're finally going to realize, fuck you, job. I don't need you anymore. I have trading. I can make my own money on my own time. You don't have to trade every day. I don't trade every day. What do you do? It eats you alive. It really doesn't burn you out. Because you know how much energy it takes to trade mental energy? you physically, mentally have to be on point. You, 'cause this shit is hard. You might just think, well, I click on a computer and I click on a stock, I click how many shares I want, and I click the buy button. No, you don't. I don't throw darts at a board. I bet on sure things. I research the shit out of a stock. Not the CEO, not the product they make, not their last sales report. The chart, the trend, the sector that it's in. Is this sector hot? Is this sector cold? That's what we go by. I can give two shits about the CEO. Order products. Hold on 1 second, guys. All right, I'm back. So, what can happen tomorrow? The best case scenario, we bank a TVIX before the market closes. And when the market opens, those two stocks I talked about, they run. Those are the best case scenarios. I think it could happen. 5 million in earnings for a dollar stock. Now a $2 stock. Can it run in the high twos? Can we even go to $3 tomorrow? Those are the type of plays that go from $1 to $6 real quick. What was that play last week? It went from like 1 to 4 real quick. Was it like G-E-N-E? Ever what it was? I know there was some play last week that went from like $1 to $6 real quick. This could be the next one. You just never know. I don't know if you guys actually play fantasy basketball. I'm addicted to it. And it's like freaking like... It's like betting on penny stocks to go higher. It freaking, it's terrible. Wow. This is my team. It was from last week, and it carried into today. It was the last basketball day before the All-Star break, and it was today. Today is the opening day for the second half of the season. So, the players I had last week, I didn't realize it was like that. I thought they were all playing that day. If I'd known that, I wouldn't have picked all these players. I would have picked nothing but Cavaliers and Bulls. So, of course, I had LeBron James. This is the last week's game against the Bulls, which they lost. LeBron had 35. I had Paul Gasol. He had 41. Tristan Thompson. He had 20. I had Kevin Durant today. He had 26 fantasy points. Then I had J.J. Redick and Jamal Crawford. They ain't doing shit. 11 fantasy points and 11 fantasy points. Reggie Jackson, who is the backup point guard for the Thunder, who just got traded. So he didn't play today. Now he's on some other, I think he's on the Pistons now. So he didn't play. So I get no points for that. But Tony Parker, 40 fantasy points. He's balling out. And I go splitter for the Spurs. He ain't doing shit. He has one fantasy point. So I have a total of 188. I'm in 88th place. that equals no money whatsoever. Eighth place, who is getting $17.50, has 257 points. Let's look at the team he has. What did he do differently? Well, he picked nothing but Bulls and Cavalier players. He actually knew. If I followed basketball the way he followed basketball, I would be better off. If I know the games are split like that, I would have changed. Ooh, now I have 190 fantasy points. I'm creeping. Come on, 257. Okay. He had Kyrie Irving, Derrick Rose, Tony Sneal. Fuck is Tony Sneal? Anyway, he had 31 fantasy points. The guy's a beast, I guess. Jesus Christ. He has Redick like me. He has Matt Barnes. He had LeBron. He had Tristan Thompson, just like me. He had Paul Gasol, just like me. But instead of Splinter, he had Timothy Mozgov. I was looking at him. I should have took All right, guys, I'm back. I keep on losing connection. I don't know why. It's just happening like that. So you guys can hear me now? Let me know if you're listening to me in the training room. Let me know if you can hear me. Hello? Hello? It's Ron Burgundy. All right, good. I'm good. Awesome. Yeah. It's Rod Burgundy. Rod Burgundy from Hedgesy Trading, Trader Network Live Podcast on blogtalkradio.com. Rod Burgundy. So, I'm possibly having a great interview tomorrow with a startup company that provides crowdfunding services. If you're an entrepreneur, you're looking to raise capital to start your company. You're looking to raise capital to finance a deal. You're looking for capital, period, for your company. Crowdfunding is a good source of money. Easy access to capital, which you need. See, when you're an entrepreneur, you're a startup, you can't go to the bank. If you want at least 5 years of a great history, good track record for 5 years, great credit report for your business for 5 years. Now, if you're a startup, how the fuck do you have 5 years? You have to wait 5 years? You're telling me you have no access to capital from a bank for 5 years. How are you supposed to get your business even off the ground? So what do you do? I tell you what you do. You go to a crowdfunding service. You get people just like yourself investing in your idea. And build you pretty much a great source of capital. I think every entrepreneur should look that route, to go to crowdfunding route. I think it's a great way to network your business out there. I think it's a great way to get capital. Instead of going to the bank where you have to pay crazy finance fees on your loan, crowdfunding is all risk. If your business doesn't work out, it don't work out. And if it works out, you pretty much, those people will be getting paid. If it doesn't, then they won't. That's the risk crowdfunders take versus a loan from a bank. Now, since Obama made crowdfunding access to people who are not worth over $100,000, it's been popping up everywhere. There's a million crowdfunders out there now. Because everybody has access to it now. See, before, you had to have liquid, maybe worth over $100,000, and you had to have the liquid of at least $100,000 to be an accredited investor. See, an accredited investor is somebody who can invest in like a startup. You're going to be worth a lot of money. So, again, that always fucks a small person. But now, since Obama made it okay for the small person to invest in the startup, it's all good now. See, a lot of people hate the guy. I like some of his views, I hate some of his views. But his views on business has been all geared towards the smaller people, which is great. But capital gains suck. Hold on, my dog's going nuts. Holy shit. My bad. Alright, I'm back. I apologize for that. My dog got a little happy. So, like I was saying, you're an entrepreneur. Crowdfunding is the way to go. And hopefully we can get the guy on the line tomorrow for his interview. We're going to be doing a lot of interviews in the near future of possibly even public companies. Because usually on Friday or sometimes during the week, I'm going to be doing live podcasts where I'm live during market hours. But then at night, but during market hours. That's going to be fun. Tomorrow's podcast is going to be market hours, 1 p.m. to 4. We're going to be on talking, we're going to be navigating the market live together. We're going to be possibly even trading live together. It's going to be a fun time. I want everybody to come out and check it tomorrow. All the viewers, please share this on your Facebook page. Please tell people to follow. Tweet it out. Do everything possible. I want to build this podcast into a huge network. Please watch the ads. I'm sure you guys get a bunch of ads popping up on your side. Please click on them. It helps the podcast out. I get 60% of whatever these ads make. I'm going to put it all into the business. For marketing, that would be great. I have 54 minutes left in the podcast. I'm going to call it quits in 10 because I'm extremely tired. And I'm going to be up really early in the morning. And I'm going to be going live at 1 p.m. for tomorrow's live trading hour podcast, which is going to be titled Power Hour. We're going live at 1, not 3. 1 to 4 during market hours. So I think we're going to get more traffic for trading during market hours on the podcast. I'm looking for a lot of viewers tomorrow. A lot of new viewers. I had 54 organic views yesterday that viewed my podcast when it wasn't live and viewed it in the on my page. So I was tweeting out my podcast and stuff. So I think I was getting some viewers on the page. And they're checking me out. I want to get more people checking me out when I'm live. Back in, guys. As my connection keeps on failing out, I'm going to stop the episode right here. Episode 2.0 of Lambo Dreams. 3.0 Lambo Dreams will be out tomorrow night with the uneducated podcast, that's what I'm going to call it, where I just talk what I feel like talking about. And tomorrow's live podcast during live market hours is going to be titled Power Hour. Power Hour Live Trading. 1 p.m. Get ready, guys. We're going into prime time hours. I'm going to get our time slot. I'm going for 1 o'clock. Hopefully they give me 1 o'clock for tomorrow. Or if I can get 1, I want 2. Hopefully I can get 1 o'clock. Because you pretty much got to pick your airspace for Black Talk Radio. If it's not available, you don't get it. So I'm going to call it quits right here. I hope you guys have great dreams of making money. I know I'm going to, because I'm going to make a lot of money tomorrow. Have a great feeling. And as always, let the trading gods be with you. And if you didn't get a chance to tune into our webinar, get ready for our next webinar, which we're going to have it Saturday night. And it's going to go from, I want to say, 5 p.m. to let's make it a long one. We're going to do 5 to 7. Then from 8 to 12, we're going to have a podcast. I want to keep everybody busy. I want to get a lot of information out there. So, as always, let the training guides be with you. And I'll see you guys in the morning. Have a great night.